Did you have a special day in the fall when the weather got cold, when you'd kill your meat?
No, first good cool northern. First good cool northern, we thought it'd keep, we wanted to kill a about 150 to 180 pounder. You keep one of them loons. Later on, when along in November, frost fell and killed everything, why, then it's butchering time.
Mm-hmm. Ain't any more of that.
There ain't no more of that in this community. Well, like we was talking before dinner. Mm-hmm. Getting that package stuff at the store is cheaper and easier and handier.
Yeah, that's true.
Saved a lot of time, but
Last as we killed, you know, we killed them, they killed 5, 6, or 7, and now. My old lady ready to tell till it was all gone now. Decided I'd just let her.
Well, last month I think I killed either 4 or 5. Half Hampshire and half Poland China, weigh about 350 a piece and nearly every bit of it.
Mine didn't run.
I said I'm out of the hog, but I'm not killing one meat hog.
What happened to it?
It just come a warm and damp spell.
Soured around the
bone. Just soured around the bone and run.
Didn't gear up.
Did you ever take beef cut it up in strips?
No.
Jerk beef?
Jerky, they call it.
I've seen a lot of it. I've hung them up and let them dry.
I think I was telling him if you want to get good beef, that's where you want to get it.
Yeah. Best meat I've eaten in life.
Beef up and let it dry. When you rub your handle with this away, rattle like paper, and then you got something to eat.
Mm-hmm. It's got all
it's
the flavor
like
there.
It's not like deep freeze that you bring out.
Prime stuff. What do you call the part of a hog between the shoulder and the ham?
Bedland.
Uh-huh.
That's what we don't call them.
What do you get from this?
Well, you get bacon.
That's, You cure it and
you
smoke
take
it.
Out them ribs, you know, and that line on top, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's called tenderloin, ain't it?
Grind a lot of that and sausage and then ribs. And get them. They're pretty good eating if you'll get leave a little meat on them. But you go to buy these in town at these shops, you
bare.
Get ribs and yeah. You don't get that meat on them.
3 pounds of bone.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you call the outside part on bacon? When you fry it, you get that hard part?
Rind.
Rind.
It's kind of good sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chew it?
I get it fried right. It's pretty good. It's cracked up, so.
Did you ever?
I've seen people use that what to make what's called shortening bread or crackling bread, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. My mother used to get rid of like that.
What did you do with the head of a pig?
Oh, sometimes you used to it. Cut off that jewel part under here, you know, and cure it just like you did the other meat. It is good. And then you take them ears and the feet and everything but that jewel part and the pounds and middle and shoulders and boil it to come off the bone, and then you'd get it good and done. You'd put it down in the big jar and mash her down. Let it sit there till it got set till you could slice it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call that, some of them called it head cheese, we always called it souse.
Mm-hmm.
And you slice that off and whatever size you wanted. Put it on the table and put vinegar. Now, I thought that was hard to beat.
Well, I wanted the pepper sauce on that.
I've heard that told.
Well, it'll work.
Did you do anything with the juice from that? Did your mother ever put cornmeal in that and make anything?
Oh, once in a while, not very often.
What did she make?